SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A 10-day truce in Lebanon appears to be holding as President Trump calls it a historic day for Lebanon. The president also expresses optimism about the war with Iran. President Trump on a swing through Nevada and Arizona, reasoning that his tax cuts will help win over voters in the upcoming midterm elections.
In Las Vegas Thursday night, President Trump promoted the tax cuts he signed into law last year.
This is the birthplace of a little idea known as no tax on tips. This is the birthplace.
In an appeal targeted at this year's midterm elections, Trump insisted it wasn't just tipped workers.
Every single American at every income level is more money in their pockets this week because of the Republican tax policies.
I'm Ben Thomas.
The president has nominated a former deputy surgeon general to be the next director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
The top post at the CDC has been a revolving door the past few months as Donald Trump's first nominee withdrew and the second was fired after less than a month on the job. Erica Schwartz is the president's latest nominee. In addition to being a former deputy surgeon general, Schwartz also served as chief medical officer for the U.S. Coast Guard. She holds both medical and law degrees. The Atlanta-based CDC is charged with protecting Americans from preventable health threats. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Leaving for the private sector, acting ICE director Todd Lyons will resign the end of next month. The Artemis II astronauts, who ignited a lunar renaissance, are giving high marks to their moon ship for its performance during reentry, especially the all-important heat shield. Stock futures pointing to a higher open on Wall Street. The Dow futures are up 322 points. NASDAQ futures better by 118 points. This is SRN News. Arizona lawmakers reject assisted suicide.
The legislation would have allowed state residents who suffer from terminal diseases to get a doctor's help in taking their own life. Pro-life advocates warned that a right to die could quickly become a duty to die, and the Arizona legislature was listening. Before killing the bill, lawmakers raised concerns about oversight and whether vulnerable people might find themselves pressured to take their own lives. Michael Harrington reporting.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is issuing a warning about persecution in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The commission says the Allied Democratic Forces, which is affiliated with ISIS, presents an especially alarming threat to freedom of religion or belief. In the past 2 years, the ADF has intensified its operations, waging violent attacks on houses of worship, religious leaders, and communities, which are predominantly Christian in their makeup. This is SRN News. The lawyer for one of golf's biggest stars vows to fight a subpoena for prescription records in a driving while impaired case.
Tiger Woods' attorney plans to fight prosecutors' attempts to subpoena the golfer's prescription drug records. The attorney argues that Woods has a constitutional right to privacy regarding his medications. He asked a judge in Florida this week to hold a hearing to determine if the records are necessary for the investigation. Woods has pleaded not guilty to driving under the influence. Authorities say he showed signs of impairment after an accident last month. Prosecutors also demanded the names and locations of any witnesses Woods plans to present in his defense. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Court records show that former Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax was facing a court-ordered deadline to move out of his family's home before police say he killed his wife and then himself. More details, SRNNews.com.